Real property in the law. Real estate license holders must have a good understanding of various aspects of law, including agency law, understanding the relationship between the parties to a transaction, sales agents, brokers, and others is crucial. The level of service provided to a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant is determined by the presence or lack of an agency agreement with the broker. Contract law. License holders must understand contract law in order to assist in the creation of a valid and enforceable contract and must understand different forms of property ownership. In some states, license holders cannot complete contract forms for their buyers and sellers. Other states, including Texas, allow license holders to complete certain contract forms. Real estate licensing laws and rules. Understanding state licensing laws and regulations is essential. Finance regulations. While most license holders are not residential mortgage loan originators, RMLOs, certain real estate advertising practices are subject to financial disclosure laws. Advertising. Finance and fair housing regulations are all concerns when advertising real estate. Consumer protection law. License holders must stay abreast of changes and trends in consumer protection laws that address the disclosure of material defects in a property. While the license holder must be knowledgeable in all of these areas, the unlicensed practice of law is forbidden. The advice of a competent attorney should be sought when issues arise in a transaction. Sources of law. Laws and legal customs in the United States are derived from two sources. Common law is a body of law developed in England and based upon common sense and local custom. Common law expanded over the years as a result of prior court decisions. Under common law, a court looks to the findings of prior courts when rendering a decision. English settlers brought the concept of common law to the American colonies. Statutory law is the body of laws and regulations enacted by federal and state legislatures. Much of what was once embodied in common law is now codified in statutes passed at the state and federal levels. The authority of legislative bodies and the rights of individuals are enumerated in federal and state constitutions. While real estate has historically been the concern of state and local government, federal courts and statutes have eroded that authority in recent years. Real estate today is seen as involving interstate commerce, thereby raising issues of federal law and jurisdiction. The growing influence of the federal government in the real estate industry often results in a confusing overlap of jurisdictions. As a rule, the United States Constitution is dominant over a state constitution if a federal issue exists in a case. Once a statute has been enacted, its enforcement is generally assigned to an agency of the government. The agency will interpret and enforce the statute. When considering statutory law, the statute itself is important, but the interpretation of the statute by the responsible agency determines how it will be implemented